Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hello and welcome to our next chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. And this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is sponsored by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. And today we are talking to our special guest, Lynn H. Blackburn, about her brand new book, Unknown Threat. Hi, Lynn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing great. So Unknown Threat is the first in a new series for you. How are these books all going to be connected?
The books are connected because they all focus, at least one of the main characters is a United States Secret Service agent stationed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay. So that piece of the puzzle is the connection between them. And then there are the first book is also involves an FBI agent located in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then the second book is a Secret Service agent and an entrepreneur in the area. And then the third book is two Secret Service agents.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds interesting. This series has new characters in it, of course, since it's and is a new series for you. Tell us a little bit more about the main characters, Faith Malone and Luke Powell.
So Faith is a very driven FBI agent focused on her career, focused on getting everything right. She is I cannot fail, I cannot make a mistake, I cannot drop the ball kind of girl. She is very focused. And at the same time, her personal life has not cooperated with her career. And so she feels very compelled to stay in the area, to stay close to family. She's very close to her sister. And so she is torn between wanting to climb the ladder and, you know, be this fabulous FBI agent and keeping her personal life completely out of her work life, keeping the two separate, but they of course will bleed together despite her best efforts. And she is just so driven and focused that there's no time for relationships. She doesn't have a lot of friends. She's close to her sister, but that's really where that is. And she's all about the job and all about solving every single case. And she has never had a case that matters more than the one she gets assigned in the first chapter of this book, because part of my research, what I learned was that attacks on the U.S. Secret Service are investigated by the FBI, which you would think the Secret Service maybe would investigate it themselves, but there's all those jurisdictional issues. And it turns out that the FBI has jurisdiction. So the U.S. Secret Service office in Raleigh comes under attack, not at the office, but the agents involved. And she is assigned to find out what's going on and who's trying to kill all these agents and why. So of every case she's ever had, nothing's ever mattered more, because this is not, failing is just not an option. It means people will literally die. So she's extremely focused and determined and doesn't really care if anyone thinks she can do her job or not. She's going to do it. And then of course there's Luke Powell, who despises the FBI with everything in him for personal reasons that I won't share because it would be a spoiler. Okay. And doesn't want the FBI investigating this, doesn't want Faith investigating it, but has to rely on her because he has to work with her to help save his friends and himself. It's to his advantage to make sure that she succeeds in this case. So they are a little bit of oil and water, but of course they will get over that. It's a romance. You know, they'll get over that soon enough. But initially they don't, this is not a immediate attraction, everybody falls in love on page one kind of story. They don't really get along that well at the beginning, but it works out in the end, obviously. But I really enjoyed writing both of them for completely different reasons. They have different, very different personalities, and it's also fun to see where they mesh.
Yeah. Now tell me, how did you do the research for the information about FBI and CIA and all of these government officials?
Well, I mean, I'm, you know, like most people these days, of course, Google is my friend. I spend a lot of time on the internet. I read a lot of books. If I can find books written by Secret Service agents or about the Secret Service, same with the FBI, that kind of thing. I love the Writers Police Academy. It's a fantastic conference that's held sometimes in North Carolina, sometimes up in, I think they moved it to Wisconsin. I haven't been to the venue in Wisconsin, but the point is to help teach writers how to write about law enforcement and those types of, you know, guns and investigation and all that accurately. Mm-hmm. And it's a blast. It's so fun. You've got all these writers talking about, you know, blood spatter and footprints and all of this kind of stuff. And the classes are taught by FBI agents and forensic specialists and pathologists and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing. So of course, you know, that kind of thing. And then specifically to the Secret Service, I have a friend who was recently in the Secret Service. And so he wishes to remain anonymous, but he has been very helpful answering questions and kind of giving me the big picture of the Secret Service. Obviously nothing inappropriate, but how it's structured and how what it's like to be an agent, personalities that are drawn to that kind of work and those kinds of things.
So what are you most excited about for this series?
Oh, well, from a series perspective, the thing I've had the most comments about has been understanding the Secret Service in a different way. I think we all can picture the Secret Service. Most of us, if you say Secret Service, you're going to picture suits, sunglasses, right. You know, the talking into your wrist or something in the ear, that kind of thing. And the protective detail is actually only a very, if someone has a long career in the Secret Service, that's only a maybe 4 or 5 year part of the deal for them. And it's typically, there's a lot more, and they do a lot more investigative work. Mm-hmm. They do a lot more, there's a lot of work related to infrastructure, security, banking in particular, but then also mass things like school shootings. They do a lot of work on teaching schools because they have that unique focus of protecting someone in, you know, crowds and all of those kinds of things. So it's a very broad amount of work that they do. And so far, that's been the thing that most comments I've gotten so far have been things along those lines. I had no idea the Secret Service did that.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. It's, you know, it's fun to do some research and see that and see it come to light. And then the other piece of it is I really enjoy creating these characters and then watching readers fall in love with them. Mm-hmm. I when I first sat down to write this series, I actually wrote a blog post and I just said, I made some new friends today. And I mean, I literally made some new friends today. I gave them names and faces and body types and backstories. And I don't know them yet, but I will. And it's my favorite part of writing is creating something that did not exist at one point and now has a more fully formed, you know, they feel like real people, even though they aren't. And so it's fun to me to introduce readers to my new friends and watch them fall in love with them too. So that's always fun.
So when someone falls in love with Unknown Threat, when will they be able to get the other books?
Well, these books are releasing once a year. And that has been, that's not what readers like to hear, but from the perspective of me as a mom and a writer, writing is not my full-time job. And so I homeschool, I have 3 children. Our oldest has special needs and is in a self-contained class and thankfully has returned to school 5 days a week and is much happier for it. So I have one in school and then I homeschool our 2 boys. And so the writing gets fit in around all of that.
Right.
And so having a year between books has been hugely helpful for me as a person and as a mom and as a writer. So there will be, the next book won't release until next March. So there will definitely be a gap that I don't love. I don't love it for readers and my readers are giving me a hard time about it already in a very sweet, sweet way. They're like, you can't be kidding. We have to wait till next March. Like, I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about it. And we have some things. I wrote a novella this Christmas to kind of tie in the last series to the new series.
Okay.
And then we've got some fun things planned to kind of help bridge the gap here and there. So hopefully it won't be too painful.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm one of those readers that when I read something, I want to read everything in the series. It's kind of like now how you can stream television and movies and
Yes.
get all of it together, right together, right when you want it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we've all been a little bit spoiled.
Oh, yes. Well, we are. I have a habit. I will buy books when they release and then wait. I'll buy them because I want to, you know, want to support the author, and
right.
I'll buy it the month it releases and that kind of thing. And then I'll just, it's like sitting there like, this is going to be awesome. And then when the whole series releases, I'll binge read the whole thing in one, you know, glorious yeah. weekend of reading. And I love doing that. So I can't blame readers if they.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens in this book and what happens for you series wise. I can tell you when I saw the synopsis for the book, I'm like, this is when I would read. So it's already been pre-ordered. So I'm very excited about it. But I want to thank you for coming. And everyone, thank you also for joining us today for our latest edition of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. And if you like this episode of the Christian Fiction Podcast, please make sure to check out the chapter notes below. And thank you, Lynn H. Blackburn, for talking to us today about Unknown Threat. And if you'd like more about this chapter, or like to know more about this chapter, sorry, of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, click the subscribe button below so you don't miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.